Did you take a look at that little business proposal of mine?
I don't know, Niels.
What are you afraid of? If this thing works, it'll solve all your financial problems. Unless you want everyone in the division to think you're chicken.
Nobody calls me Chicken Needles. Nobody!
All right. Prove it.
All right, I'm in.
And that's from Back to the Future Part 2. And have you been bullied into doing something? Have you been told that you must do something, or they challenge you? Or I remember, I think in Part 1, Back to the Future Part 1, they said, they called the person Chicken. And he said, nobody calls me Chicken. And he's off and running. Is there somebody in your life that provokes you? You don't want to let them get the upper hand. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and we can talk about bullying on my show, The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist here to take your calls and questions on any concerns you're having. Pick up the phone and give me a call. Toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER. Toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER. And I want to welcome Dave to the show. Dave, you're having some difficulty with your stepmom?
No, it's my stepdaughter.
Oh, your stepdaughter. Tell me what's going on.
She carries around about 10 bottles of water with her per day.
Okay.
She might drink about half of a bottle. I was just wondering if this is something that I should be worried about.
There's always a story behind it. How old is she?
16.
She's 16 years old. What do you know about her and water? Water, carrying around water bottles.
I can tell you really all I can tell you is her backpack is probably 25 pounds.
No. Okay, so that's not good for her spine, her posture, and the rest. Usually we carry books around, textbooks. Tell me, how long has she been your stepdaughter?
About a year and a half.
A year and a half. Was she happy with you coming into the relationship? Into her family?
I think so.
Okay. And how do you connect with her? What do you have in common?
I just try to do the same thing for her that my parents did with me. Take her out to restaurants, you know, actually trying to find fun things to do, like bowling.
Okay, so you both enjoy bowling?
I don't, but she does, so I do it with her.
Okay. Is there anything you could enjoy together? Besides, you know, where you enjoy it also.
We love food, so that's
Okay, and she's not overweight? You're not doing her a disservice? No, she's in good shape. Okay, so what do you know about water, then?
What do I know about water?
Yeah.
I know the body's 60% water.
Okay, that isn't what I meant. Let me be a little more specific. When somebody is doing something a little peculiar, like carrying around 10 bottles of water and only drinking a half, there's always a story behind it. And if you have the reason I was asking, what do you do with her that you both enjoy? And if you're going to restaurants, what you need is a comfort zone for both of you where she can open up to you. So if you asked her, let me do this two ways, Dave. If I said to you, let's say that you're her, and I say to you, what's up with all this water? This is ridiculous. You don't need to carry that. It's too heavy on your back. Do you want to continue talking with me if you're her?
No, not really.
No, I shut you down. I'm attacking you. I'm being critical. Now, that might be what's going through my mind, but I want to approach her differently. I want to approach her with open arms so she feels safe talking to me. I can say to her, you know, I noticed that you carry a lot of water around. Tell me about that, honey. Now, is that an invitation?
Yeah, but I've actually tried that.
And what does she say?
Well, the issue, and she's a typical 16-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Well, her answer is, that's just me.
That's just you. You know, yeah. And I'd love to know more about you. I'd love to know about the water.
Hmm.
Yeah, does she use them as weights for exercise at all?
No.
No lifting, so there's no... Okay, so it's a mystery to solve. The fact that it's just water, I'm assuming. You said she's how old? 16?
16.
16. I'm assuming she's not emptying them and putting vodka in them or something in school.
No.
No. Okay, so it's innocent. She's a good kid. She's not in any trouble.
Fantastic kid.
Okay. I think it's just something to understand about her. Was she ever, I mean, what crosses my mind is if I carry water in my car. I mean, I don't carry it on my back, but I always have water with me. Even if we're going,
Well,
I went into a restaurant. I said, "Why am I carrying water? This is ridiculous. I don't need it here." That was last. Yeah, go ahead.
I carry water too, but at
Yeah.
what point does it become excessive?
Yeah, well, this is
My question.
definitely, she's definitely raised my curiosity. And I also know that there's an absolute story that would make sense of it in her context, even if it is not rational to do that, to carry all that water. For example, I remember almost getting stuck in the snow. You're too young for this, but the snowstorm of 78 in Rhode Island, we had a
I
huge
was 2 years
blizzard.
old.
What's that?
I would have been 2 years old.
2 years old, so you wouldn't have remembered that, but I was caught in the blizzard of 78 and I almost got stuck in my car. I was very lucky, but from that time I decided I'm keeping blankets in my car and I keep one blanket in my car. I keep food in my car. I keep things to do so I won't be bored in case I'm caught in the blizzard. Now, that's in my car. So if you said, Ellen, why do you need a blanket? It's like, oh, you don't understand. It's the blizzard. And, you know, it's trauma, but it's not a big issue, but it also does no harm for me to carry that around. So I would say that if she's just carrying water, it's a little curiosity piece to pull out. Is there anything else that is a little bit off with her that it's not just water?
She has quite a few little niches, but
Okay.
I think we've got them pinned. Most of them I've gotten past. For instance, when she was 15, she was still afraid of the dark. Definitely afraid of thunderstorms.
Okay.
Those are pretty much the biggies that I can really think
Yeah.
of. But.
Does her mom know about water? Because her mom knows her history. You've only been with her a year and a half.
Exactly, she does.
The mom knows where the water's coming from. Is she giving it to friends?
No, she basically fills up water bottles that she drinks, okay, and that she would start drinking, and then she throws them in her backpack and then carries around with her
Is she
for
doing it
her.
to lift weight? Is she does she think that that's
No.
exercise? No, I didn't mean to just lift them individually as weights, but on her back. Okay.
No, I definitely think it stems from some type of hydration thing.
You mean where she got real thirsty once and she doesn't ever want to be without water?
That's what I would assume, but I don't know any of the back history. I don't know, when something like that might have happened.
Yeah, and you know, part of getting to becoming a step a dad to her is over time, she might become more and more comfortable with you when the stories come out. So as long as it's just, you know, I wouldn't pathologize it, make it look it's something absolutely ridiculous. It's more of a quirky curiosity piece, which I mean, my husband puts
Well,
his go ahead.
I definitely don't attack her about it.
Yeah, I would ask her mom. My husband puts his cereal bowls in the freezer with milk in them. And that's a
That's the problem.
quirk.
The mom doesn't know.
What's that?
That's the problem. Her mom doesn't know.
Okay, well, maybe it's something you won't find out, but it doesn't sound dangerous at this point. So,
Okay.
you know, I think that it's just something we all have our quirks, and maybe someday she'll open up and tell you a story that's either just funny or traumatic, and you can just sit and enjoy it with her. But I wouldn't pathologize it. Listen, Dave, I wish you a very fun relationship with her. Maybe you'll enjoy, but I'm with you. I'm not much of a bowler. I would have to force myself there. Thank you so much for your call.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, what happens when you're at a family gathering and your dad says something that's totally off the wall and it irks you and you want to speak your mind, but in that split second you feel trapped. You're fearful and you hear yourself muttering to yourself, what's the use? You keep quiet with one huge change. The fire in your mind has turned into a thick smoke. You feel beaten and depressed. Stop. You want to speak up. You want to give yourself a voice. If you speak up for rational principles, you are going to earn a tremendous psychological benefit. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
Communicating well about day-to-day living preferences and how you'll divide up household responsibilities helps avoid typical tensions and resentments. Communicating well is indispensable for making yourself lovable and making your love relationship work. There are numerous books on the market that give couples practice and communication skills, and most therapists are well trained to teach these. It's a mistake to think that either you're born with these skills or that you're hopeless. They are learnable skills. Partners can have fun learning them together. Making yourself lovable is an essential and exciting investment in your romantic happiness.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.